talking about anyways? I have no clue what we're even talking about anyways, but stay tuned and find out. Hey, what are we talking about anyways? Hey guys, welcome again to another episode of the What Are We Even Talking About Anyways podcast. On today's episode, I wanted to talk about making the change. Making the change pretty much came to me as an idea for approaching a decision that you might want to make, but you're uncomfortable making it because, you know, if you do make that decision, it's going to change the norm of whatever your life is. And embracing change is always something that's not very easy to do, right? Because as humans, we're kind of like creatures of habit in a way. We like things the way we like them. We like to do things the way that we do them. And we like to do things that are comfortable for us. I think there's even some study or thought in psychology that kind of, you know, supports that theory that as humans, that's what we kind of do. We kind of like gravitate to things that bring us pleasure and things that don't bring us pain. So with that being said, is there a decision that maybe you want to make in life, but you're kind of afraid to make it because making this decision would expose you to a whole new reality that maybe you're uncertain of and you're not sure maybe how you're going to deal with it, or maybe it just looks really, really uncomfortable for you to step into that place? If there is a decision that you're facing that you want to make, right, I want to encourage you to just go for it. Because a lot of the times, right, as people, we get comfortable in places and maybe sometimes spaces that aren't the best for us or that don't maybe water our gardens, metaphorically speaking, right? Our gardens being our life. And we get so used to these situations, right, that we start thinking that, hey, you know, this is the norm. This is how things should be. But there's a certain point that sometimes, right, this reality might get shaken up by something that happens, and maybe whatever happens kind of opens your eyes to the possibility of saying, what if, right? What if there's something else outside of this reality? What if there's something else that's better for me? If you're asking yourself these questions, right, you're generally not happy with your life, you know, or maybe with your situation in a certain aspect relating to your life. But the courage it takes to take that step, right, to make that change might be something that's not easy for you to make because there's so many factors that would be present if you decide to do that. So maybe you kind of start talking yourself out of it, or maybe, you know, you kind of start, you know, saying maybe it's better the way it is. And you know what? All I know, right, is that in life, you only get one chance or one shot at this, right? As far as we all know, to be able to really live the way that we want to live, right? And you should try to the best of your abilities, you know. Like, obviously, I know that there's certain situations out there that maybe can't be helped, you know, depending on the circumstances of how things might be, right? But for the things that you can change and for the things that you can do in order to change your life and make it better, fear really isn't something that you should let dictate the outcome of whatever it is that you might be thinking about doing. You have to ask yourself, right, is complacency as a substitute for being uncomfortable in the face of change a price I'm willing to pay? And if the answer is no, then you already know what you have to do. You have to make that change. So don't be afraid to make that change. Okay, because in order to make the change that you want to make, right, you have to believe in it. Because if you don't believe in your power to make that change, then you're never going to make that change. It all has to do with your mindset, which is something that I love to stress literally all the time when it comes to a lot of things, right? The only thing that literally stops you most of the time is the way that your mindset is set up. So you have to challenge yourself in those times that are really difficult, right? When you're faced with certain obstacles or certain situations that are in your way, right? That are preventing you from moving in a direction that you want to move in or moving forward or whatever the case may be, right? You have to take those chances in life, because if you only have one shot at living, as far as we know, right? Then you have to make the most out of it. You can't waste your time moping around, wishing you could do something when you can, because literally you can. A lot of the times we just stop ourselves from even trying. So I hope the takeaway you get from this, right, is that if you're somewhere in your life and maybe there's a lot of things that are maybe not good for you, and you're finally at that point where you're ready to make those changes or change about something, but you're afraid to be uncomfortable, just take that leap. Take that leap of faith, you know, because you're already in a space that you don't want to be in. So what's the worst that could happen at that point? Make the change. Well, I feel like I've rambled on enough for this podcast episode. You know, I really hope you guys got some gems from the stuff that I was talking about. And I really hope that you were also able to laugh. Thank you very much, you know, for tuning in. So until next time, when I get to talk to all of you beautiful people, peace. Oh, yeah. And don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at WAWETAA.